This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Alcan. The United States has again blocked a proposed UN Security Council statement calling for an end to the crisis related to Gaza and the protection of civilians, especially children. Council diplomats said there was a midday deadline Monday for countries to comment on the statement, and Washington objected to it. At a high-level emergency council meeting on Sunday, there were near-unanimous calls for an end to the week-long conflict. The proposed council press statement by China, Norway, and Tunisia, obtained by the Associated Press, didn't name Israel or Gaza's Hamas leaders. Instead, the statement expressed grave concern at the Gaza crisis and the loss of civilian lives and casualties. The U.S. says it's engaging in intense diplomatic efforts at the highest levels to try to bring an end to the conflict. The U.S. announced Monday it will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming weeks. President Joe Biden said from the White House, the U.S. cannot be fully protected from the virus if other nations are still at risk.
We need to help fight the disease around the world to keep us safe here at home and to do the right thing of helping other people. It's the right thing to do. It's the smart thing to do. It's the strong thing to do.
The doses would come from existing U.S. production of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks. The administration previously committed to share about 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine by the end of June. India reported a further decline in new COVID-19 cases Monday, but daily deaths remained above 4,000, and experts say the data was unreliable due to a lack of testing in rural areas where the virus is spreading fast. This is